USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the sixth time since taking office. President Trump on why he's speaking at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee.
We're here today to celebrate the triumphant return of American manufacturing. You know what they said, it was going to be gone, but it's not gone. It's really thriving and it's starting to build up at a level that nobody thought was possible. Everything we're doing to keep the assembly lines rolling full speed ahead, that's being done, and we're doing it right. We're proudly defending our most important national resource, the American worker.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta announced on Friday that next Friday will be his last day. He explains why he's resigning.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
This is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap, Woot.com is turning 15? That's right, the site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's Woot.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
The White House is warning people in the path of Tropical Storm Barry not to take any chances. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on Fox News.
Our prayers are with the people of the Gulf Coast and Louisiana who are in the path of this horrible storm. A lot of rain down there. I have a lot of friends in that region. And listen to the president's tweet. Pay attention to your local authorities.
Parts of Louisiana could see up to 25 inches of rain as the storm rolls onshore tonight and early Saturday. ICE officers this weekend will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remaining in the country. Brandon Judd, National Border Patrol Council president, reminds us.
This is not a raid where we're going out into the streets and grabbing anybody that we can. We're specifically targeting those individuals that have defied an order of deportation by a judge here in the United States.
Judd was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says his administration will get the citizenship data through the means other than the 2020 census. The president says this may work out better for an accurate count in the long run.
I think we'll have it in the end where it'll be actually more accurate than a census. Because we have information gotten through other means, whether you look at Social Security or other places. We have, including loan applications.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake hit 40 miles northeast of Seattle on Friday. Now, there have been no reports of any injuries or damages, but according to Seattle resident Pat Andrew, it did wake up him and his wife.
It was like 10 to 3 in the morning. Just woke up, and it felt like the house was shaking a bit, and it kind of continued on for maybe 10 to 15 seconds, not very long, but it did enough just to kind of startle a person, but it really didn't do any damage, didn't knock anything over, anything like that. Scared the heck out of my wife, but it just seemed to just startle more people than anything.
Andrew also says it is a talk around the water cooler today.
It is sort of the big thing today that people in the office are talking about, so that kind of gives you an indication of how often they happen.
Please remember, you can always take us on the go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.